KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's cloudy and it's 38 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on recent arrests and incidents. Authorities say on October 23rd, 29-year-old Justin Kyle Patton of Atlantic was arrested for possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Patton was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on bond. 30-year-old J. Robert Edwin Pedrin of Audubon was arrested the 23rd on an Atlantic Police Department felony warrant for conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. Pedrin was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $5,000 bond. And the Cass County deputies responded October 23rd, just after 12:05 a.m., to a single-vehicle accident on Interstate 80 at Exit 57. Authorities say a 2013 Ram Tradesman, owned and driven by 61-year-old Sherry Brock of Omaha, was westbound on I-80 when her vehicle left the road and entered the Gore area of the exit ramp. Brock suffered minor injuries during the incident. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,000. On October 27th, Cass County deputies arrested 22-year-old Clara Marie Cornett of Atlantic on a warrant for violation of a no-contact order. On October 28th, deputies arrested 38-year-old Adam Kephart of Council Bluffs for burglary of a motor vehicle, carrying weapons, and theft in the fourth degree. And on Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 65-year-old Stanton Davidson of Bennington, Nebraska, on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday said three arrests had taken place last week. On October 24th, 46-year-old Bobby Egan III of Stewart was arrested on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Egan was being held in the Adair County Jail until he can make an initial appearance on the Polk County warrant. 18-year-old Timothy Atsmus of Audubon was arrested October 24th on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear for fingerprinting. He was later released on bond. And on October 23rd, 27-year-old Heather Lynn Armstrong of Adel was picked up by Polk County deputies and transferred to the Adair County Jail, where she was being held on a felony warrant for violation of probation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports a Council Bluffs man, 58-year-old Jeffrey Wayne Joslin, was arrested Monday evening for possession of a controlled substance. Late Monday night, 50-year-old Darren Keith Brooks of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for violation of a no-contact order. And at around 8:35 a.m. on Tuesday, 19-year-old Chase Stewart of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was arrested at the Otto County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for criminal mischief in the second degree. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Creston resident had reported Monday morning that sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning, someone took the front weights off of two John Deere tractors. The weights were valued at around $2,800 altogether. And you may recall last week, a Union County resident had also reported someone unbolted and stole the front end weights off of a John Deere 4055 tractor. Those were valued at $1,400. The sheriff's office said also that 35-year-old John Lee of Lorimore was arrested Monday afternoon on two Union County warrants for theft in the fifth degree and theft in the fourth degree. Lee was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, federal investigators say a broken rail caused the fiery 2017 derailment in northwest Iowa that released 322,000 gallons of ethanol. The NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, ruled Tuesday that UP's maintenance was inadequate before the March 2017 derailment near Grattinger, and the Federal Railroad Administration inspectors didn't do enough to identify flaws in the track. There were no injuries reported in connection with that derailment. Five of the 20 derailed cars plunged into Jack Creek. The NTSB said the train hit the derailment, or in the derailment, rather, was carrying ethanol for export and had not been denatured by adding chemicals. The agency wants to study whether it's safer to transport ethanol before it is denatured. A top Republican campaign official is criticizing conservative Representative Steve King of Iowa for his remarks in support of a European political party founded by former Nazis. House Republican campaign chairman Steve Stiver has called King's comments and social media posts completely inappropriate. He says the U.S. must stand up against white supremacy and hate in all forms. The Iowa Republican is still favored to win another term in his rural district in next week's election. But after King's latest remarks, some campaign donors say they will no longer support him. King denounced the attacks against him as orchestrated by the nasty, desperate, and dishonest fake news. The congressman is facing off against Democratic nominee J.D. Scholten in Tuesday's election. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.